Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome to it. No Badge, he's on holidays until the end of December, but the man, the machine, that is Scott Sattler, the myth. Scott Sattler, obviously in the Sports Day studio with me, Jason Matthews. Hello, Satsy.
How are you, Woogie? And also, listeners, another big day in the world of cricket. We all thought it was going to be excitement about the second test against the West Indies at Adelaide, and it has been, again, kidnapped by headlines for all the wrong reasons, which we're going to talk about at greater length. But in saying that, Australia at present, 1 for 98, Labuschagne on 18, Khawaja on 54.
Yeah, he's done it again. You know, actually, very special milestone for Khawaja. We'll talk about that real soon. So it's been a big day for him. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SCN Track Stations, and, of course, through the SCN app. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our Sports Day podcast. Look for Sports Day New South Wales on the iTunes Store or Spotify. And, of course, how could you forget Badge and Sats SEN on TikTok? We'd love you to be involved with the show. The show is nothing without you, our listeners. 0457 736 736 is our text number. Or give us a call, 1300 01 1170. I know you're going to be fired up about the Dave Warner thing tonight, Sats. And you and I are on different sides of the fence on this. And we're both quite passionate about it. But I know our listeners all day have been listening to the radio most of the day, and all everyone wants to talk about is Dave Warner. But in the same breath, everyone's saying at the same time, Sats, that I'm sick of hearing about Dave Warner. So make up your mind. So the thing that happened with Dave Warner today, by all means, call us or text us. But if there's something random you want to talk about tonight, I encourage that as well. All right? Because it is Fun Fact Thursday.
Yeah, we encourage weirdness.
Oh. Well, the other night was creepiness after Kirstie Alley died.
Well, you raised it.
Well, I didn't expect them to carry
one common denominator with creepiness with our entire station.
But you know what, though? I hand over the torch, right? I'm the first runner. I don't expect it to go all the way to the cauldron. And this we've just covered the next two Olympics. Mate, Dave Warner thing today has pulled out of the process surrounding his leadership reinstatement. Warner has stated the appeal process was going to be made public, and at the risk to the health of his family and the trauma surrounding, he's decided to withdraw his appeal, which Cricket Australia didn't want it to be a public hearing either, Sats. They actually wanted it to be a private one, but this independent committee has decided it should be public.
Which is weird. It's strange that they would want to make it public, and I can see probably why they want to make it public. I mean, one of our colleagues, Ian Healy, he was quite vocal this morning, wasn't he, in relation to this whole process. And before we comment, let's get to what Heels had to say this morning on SENQ.
The independent panel have decided, no, this needs to be public. You know, the whole trial needs to be public. They haven't named their own names yet, but they wanted the trial in public. Yeah. And it seemed to be a trial of Warner's crime again. Yeah. You know, the smallish crime of you know, attempting to scratch a cricket ball and setting that up. That's done. The trial was supposed to be about the punishment he received for that.
Yeah.
And they wanted to go through everything all again in public. Come on.
Yeah. I agree with Hills.
Yeah, I do in some degree about trying to protect the integrity of the game as well. I can see why the panel wanted to make this public. I'm not saying that it's the right process, airing dirty laundry. But maybe they want to be transparent with the Australian public, who don't trust the national team and the governing board as it is at the moment, with their views and beliefs and the inability to control the narrative. So maybe that's why they wanted to make it public. Maybe they did want to try and be as transparent as possible, because there's all these unanswered questions, and maybe they want the Australian public to to know a little bit more about this. Now, just to remind everyone how this all played out, the lifetime ban meant that David Warner cannot captain in this lifetime. Now, yep. Smith is now captain, and he's done this before, this last test series, same test series last year, in the absence of Paddy Cummins. In February, the Players Association asked for a review on David Warner's ban. In October, all parties agreed with the review, and it was announced it was going to be a public hearing by the panel.
Yeah.
Media access, which meant they had to call the likes of Greg Chappell and current coach Andrew McDonald and Steve Smith, called as witnesses right on the doorstep of the next test series against South Africa, which is one of the most exciting test series we've seen on our shores in a while. So Michael Clark says that Warner has every right to be frustrated by the process, because it seems as though there's rules for one and rules for others. And what he means by that is Steve Smith. Why is he captain now? Well, he's probably captain now because he's been captain before. I don't know. Do they know more about what happened on that day in 2018?
This is the problem.
And was he entirely across the whole situation when it was concocted? And even if he wasn't, it still falls on his shoulders as the skipper. Now, on the flip side of that, David Warner can't keep playing the emotional family card and what they have and will go through moving forward, because that was all self-inflicted. That will continue for many, many years. And to be able to play that publicly and then allow your wife, Candace, to go on TV and radio and continue raising what happened and the sanctions that were brought above her upon her husband.
But can you understand the frustration? He hasn't killed anybody. He's seeing someone else who was, in a way, associated with the ball tampering. You're seeing him get on with his life and is able to lead Australia again. All he wants to be able to do in an official manner is actually be a part of the leadership group. And I know all the stuff you guys say, well, he is a leader amongst the players, but no, he's still tarnished. He's got a life ban on being
a leader. He's going to be tarnished for the rest of his life.
Yeah,
and so is Steve Smith.
Yeah, but Steve Smith's given the opportunity to redeem himself. And I'm not saying this is not a crack at Steve Smith. He should be able to captain again. And Dave Warner should be allowed to be able to be a vice captain again. I don't get it, Sat. And I'm not even a Dave Warner fan. You know, you've heard me make tongue in cheek comments about him. I don't care that, but I just think it's ridiculous that he can't. It's 4 years ago. He's served his punishment. He's saying he's made choices in his life to, you know, redeem himself. And here he is still having to put up with this.
Well, he's going to put up with it for as long as he lives.
But it's unfair.
It's not unfair. It's life. And Steve Smith's going to be the same. And, you know, you said to me off air about what about his children, you know, the legacy that he leaves. Well, his children in this day and age will just have to Google when they're old enough and in teenage years to see what their father had done that day. I agree. I thought the sanction was too heavy on all three people that were involved, and Darren Lehman standing down from that. And I thought the sanctions were heavy. But all that aside, his legacy is going to be two things, and it's going to continue to be that, unfortunately, for the rest of his life, which is you Google David Warner, it's going to come up Sandpaper Gate. You Google Steve Smith, exactly the same, the sanctions. But
no, the Sandpaper Gate will come up with Steve Smith as well. But he's allowed to skippery. Why is there one rule for, like Michael Clark said, why is there one rule for Steve Smith and one rule for Dave Warner and another rule for Cam Bancroft?
Well, it's quite easy to handle this, I believe. There should have been a private hearing. They should have continued with it. Dave Warner will always be seen as a leader, and amongst his teammates, the coaches, he'd be involved
cares?
In Well, you as a player and your teammates care of how highly you're held amongst that playing group.
Clearly not, mate, because he's trying to become an official leader, be allowed to lead. So he wants to captain, I think it's the Thunder in the Big Bash. He can't do that anymore.
Well, this is what I'm saying. If the private hearing went forward, it's fair to say that they say, you know what, Dave, you're 36. You won't captain Australia unless under special circumstances. You'll always be a leader within the group. You'll always be consulted when it comes to mentoring young players or discussions about what's in the best interest of the team, because that's how high you are held with your accolades and in all formats, how well you've played for Australia. So, Dave, you're 36. You won't captain Australia, but we're going to lift that ban because we don't think you'll captain Australia because you are 36. And but domestically in the BBL, go for your life. We're going to lift that ban and allow you to captain
Sydney Thunder. What's stopping Cricket Australia from doing that. I don't get it, mate. I mean, they don't need an independent review. They could just make the... Because they're not reviewing the incident. Don't forget, they're just reviewing the judgment and giving the guy his day in court, so to speak.
Well, maybe that is a decision that will come, Woogie, after
it
hearing
won't.
The public That's... outcry after the last 12 hours.
Right, yeah. Okay, listen, Dave's manager, James Erskine, was on Mornings with Jimmy Smith this morning, and he spoke about the trauma the Warner family went through during the Sandpaper Gate incident.
I think he's just fed up of the process and, you know, the trauma that the original decisions, you know, in South Africa to his family and Candice and, you know, et cetera. I mean, she lost a baby because of it. You know, I think it's odd, you know. I don't quite understand the process myself.
Yeah, it is unfortunate what came out of that in relation to the effect that it has on people's private lives. But we live in an age where, if as you're a sportsman or sportswoman, you live in the spotlight, and every decision you make is going to be judged by those outside of your circle. So the trauma that it caused emotionally to his family, again, that was self-inflicted. So you've got to be able to own that and take that on. And I think David Warner has owned it. I think he has owned it. And but, you know, to also say comments along the lines, we've got a text here from Steve saying, from 393 saying, Warner's manager has just said that some of the heads of cricket told them to ball tamper to get reverse swing. Now, well, Toronto, Rodney, is there enough evidence to say that that actually happened? We don't know.
I want to play something else to you. Have a listen to this. He also went on to blast Cricket Australia about how they've left Warner to be villainised.
You know, you'd have to be a blind black Labrador to not realise there was far more than three people involved in this thing. And you know, they all got a caning, and basically David Warner was, you know, completely villainised. Now, that's... And he has shut up. He's protected Cricket Australia. He's protected his fellow players and whatever it might be, on my advice. Because at the end of the day, no one wanted to hear any more of it. And he's got on playing cricket.
Mm.
So why Cricket Australia couldn't have done a very sensible thing and just said, listen, it's not legal to basically have somebody, there's no right of appeal. So we're changing that. The board turned around, interviewed David, and say to him, listen, okay, fine, go back. And you can, you know, you're eligible to captain your country. They're the same people that banned him for life. It's just absurd.
Yeah.
Why should he have to go through that? Why should he? He has done everything he possibly could for Cricket Australia and for his team, and he's now being treated like this.
You can read between the lines on those comments. What has he done for Cricket Australia? Has he protected other people?
Well, more reports, James Erskine saying that there were more people involved. If there was, James, if you've got the evidence, it's not Dave Warner saying, it's if you've got the evidence, James, and it's factual evidence.
But how does that help? But how does that help David Warner? Like, you know, it doesn't.
Because in the eyes of a lot of Australian sportsmen and women, David Warner, is it fair to say, everyone has their opinion that David Warner was the one that concocted this whole plot, and Steve Smith just went along with it or found out about it later on, and Cam Bancroft was the youngster that said, yep, okay, I'll do it because I want to be part of the guys. I want to be part of the crew. That's the belief. I'm not saying that
Is that something we've read on Facebook? Is it
This is the opinion of a lot of sportsmen and women who don't have enough evidence to make that call.
That's right. So it's just an opinion.
So if James is saying there are more people involved, well then,
mate, I wouldn't be coming out and saying it now. If I was Dave Warner, I'd be saving that for a book deal.
Well,
Cricket Australia nothing.
Well, he waters the fact that Warner was so heavily involved. If there are other people, if he can prove there are other people involved.
Save it for a book, Dave. Don't come out and say it. Do not come out and say it. Do what Tim Payne did. Write the book and do whatever you have to do because you at least deserve that.
And so save everything for a publicity stunt.
Absolutely. Why not? What's he getting out of it?
Well, he wants an answer sooner rather than later. Why wait another 6 or 12 months and then release a book?
If I was Dave Warner, I'd be saying, "Stuff you, Cricket Australia! I'm going to save it all. I'll do a tell-all book, and then I'll let the truth be free then.
If I'm James Erskine, I'm walking straight through the front door and said, I've got evidence that all these players and officials are involved, and David doesn't want me to do this, but I'm going to do it for the sake of my client.
No, if James Erskine's any sort of manager, he'll be walking straight through the front door of a publisher going, I've got a good book for you. That's what a good manager does.
Well, I wouldn't read it.
Oh, you would. You'd get caught up in the hype, wouldn't you? Hey, on today's show, Michael Kasparich will be joining us. Well, the great Queenslander. We'll talk to him about the Warner thing, the second test that's going on right now at the Adelaide Oval. But more importantly, what sort of South Africa can we expect at the Gabba for the first test on December 17? Because I'm hearing stories that South Africa aren't great. And then in another breath, I'm hearing people say, what an amazing bowling attack South Africa have got. And they must be licking their chops on the Gabba.
Always had a great bowling attack, haven't they? Alan Donald and co. And always had fantastic all-rounders as well.
Yep.
So, you know, it's like a religion, cricket in South Africa. So absolutely. I wouldn't anticipate anything other than them being, you know, one of the major forces again.
One of our favourites from the Sydney Thunder, Baxter Holtz, will be joining us. BBL kicks off next Tuesday in Canberra. And we'll run through until February 4th. So how good is it? You get test match during the day and then you sit down and watch the big bash of a night. Some water. He's got some tips and a preview for Racing Queensland. You know how last night New South Wales Greyhounds?
Yep.
And we had Simon Orchard on. He gives us tips for Winnie Park.
Had a multi on those two tips.
Yeah, life ban.
Yep. He's with Warner.
I can't wait for Simon Orchard's book. He'll lift the lid on sports. Fun fact Thursday. Oh, sorry. Fun fact. What is it?
Fun fact Thursday.
Yeah. That is the worst thing, Jack.
Fun fact Thursday.
There we go. That's Sats. Jack is pushing the buttons tonight.
Hey, gents.
Jack, do you realise Sats still says that's not him, that second one he played?
Oh, it baffles me. It absolutely baffles
Look
me.
Look at his nose grow.
You know what? when the seasons do die down a bit, maybe we should get on a voice expert.
Yes.
Maybe someone who can analyse both clips and
I've
they'll
got someone
be able
who
to...
works for me who's a voice analyst.
Oh, biased. They work there for you, mate. They're on your payroll. We don't trust them.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Anyway, fun fact first day. Do you want to... I see you've got one here to kick the show off with, Sats. I don't see the fun in this.
Which one? I've got a couple there, haven't I?
I've got one. Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan makes more money from Nike annually, still today, than any Nike factory worker in Malaysia combined.
And fun there's lots of fact, Thursday.
Where's the fun in that, Sats? It's not no capitalism it's just, Tuesday.
It's just a fact.
But yeah,
it's
I know
fun
it's a
fact.
It's meant to be fun
sick,
fact.
It's sick fact.
It's not
Thursday.
Slavery Sunday, right? Where's that? I can't see the fun in that.
Actually, when you point it out that way, there's not a lot of fun in it at all.
I'm gonna do musical ones tonight. Is that all right?
Yep. Yeah.
Mine is the first one. None of the Beatles could write or read music.
How much fun can you have on a Thursday?
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it mattered.
Elton John couldn't read music.
Well, lucky he had Bernie Taupin doing all that stuff for him. Jeez, we've got some texts coming through, Sats. People are fired up about Dave Warner.
Yeah, we've got one here. And, of course, it's not sports related, but huge news from the Bali bombings, of course. One of the leaders of that movement back in 2002 got released. And we've got Dave from Tweed. He says, where is this about? We've got a guy that's... We've got one person who killed 220-odd people, gets out after 11 years, and our biggest problem is three cricketers tampering with the cricket ball. Go figure. Peter Van Buurel.
Yeah, but it's not the Alan Jones show, so we're not going to go in, even though we're smarter than Alan Jones.
So Dave from Tui did say, hi, gents. Steve Smith apologised publicly and painfully and was eventually redeemed. Dave Warner has not and should never be allowed redemption, and the Texas has its...
Until he does it.
Until he does it.
So
yeah.
What? So again,
I thought he was. I thought he was. You know, the way that he fronted the Australian media and the Australian community. I thought he was very controlled.
Sats, I agree with that. He first of all, he went to the PA. I think he went to Roxy Jezenko, didn't he?
Jezenko,
and organised that. Is it because Steve Smith cried on camera he gets the opportunity to lead Australia again? I don't buy that.
But so did David Warner. So did David Warner.
Yeah, but everyone. And then when he did say sorry, people said that's fake. Again, I don't like the bloke, but let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Half the people in this country don't like him. They just don't like him. They can't cop him. And I feel that that's kind of getting in the way. Oh, well, he wasn't the most loved cricketer before Sandpapergate.
Arrogance, maybe? Tell me what. Is it the arrogance based on...
I don't know. I don't know what it was. I just couldn't cop him.
Just the aura about him? Is that what...
Yeah, it was just him. There were not anything in particular, but I couldn't cop him. Hand on heart, I'm not the biggest Dave Warner fan, but...
I respect his cricket, but...
Oh, absolutely I do.
Yeah.
And I didn't like him as a captain in the One Days in New Zealand. He was carrying on like a pork chop. He was carrying on like a pork chop in South Africa. He took the bait from the South Africans when they made comments about his wife. Like, just forget it, mate. Just ignore that. I didn't like it. I didn't like his temper. I didn't like – there was lots of little things.
Like you didn't have Mark Guy sledging him. He'd go to all depths to put you off your game.
Anyway, if you've got a fun fact for us, shoot it through to us. Maybe something's a little bit more fun. Rightio. 0457 736 736 is our number. Hey, we've got to get to a break because on the other side, Casper, the great Queensland Quick, joins us on Sports Day.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon.